Hi, welcome to the 5-Minute Shift. I'm Mom Coach Stephanie Rosenfield, bringing you another quick tip for you to feel better in your momming today. Today, I'm going to talk about the 3 buckets of emotional management. This is something that I teach all of my one-on-one clients. What I mean by emotional management is essentially being in control of yourself and how you respond in tricky situations. This can be with your kids, your partner, whoever. And I don't mean just quote-unquote being calm, but rather being in control. And I think that's a huge misunderstanding. Emotional management isn't learning how to be calm, but rather learning how to be in control so that instead of going from zero to panic, you can create space for choice and control. So I think of the 3 buckets, this framework I created, as like 3 legs of a table. If one is wobbly, the table isn't sturdy and things are going to fall off. So we're going to fill the buckets to create a sturdy table. And the bonus of learning this is to be able to model to our kids to do the same, right? We all want our kids to be able to respond to tricky situations with control and clarity. But first, we got to start with ourselves. So the 3 buckets of emotional management are emotional diffusion, different communication, and self-confidence. Through today's episode and the next 2, I'm going to tell you how filling all 3 can lead to a sturdier table, which essentially means being in control of you. And before I start with this one, which we'll talk all about emotional diffusion, I have to say, the goal is not to use this 100% of the time in every relationship, in every situation with every human. I certainly don't. But to be able to have it as a readily available option and something you can model for your kids. So the first bucket, the first tool of this framework is emotional diffusion. It's essentially being in the face of a triggery situation, feeling your body tense, like you're about to blow, like you're seeing red. And instead of going there, you gain back control and diffuse yourself before you reach that breaking point. So as humans, we play off each other. The moment you dysregulate and respond to your child or spouse or another human from a place of dysregulation, you will see their dysregulation, or with our kids, their tantrum or meltdown or defiance probably increase. So the first step of emotional diffusion is the Ferris Bueller freeze. What I mean by this is, if you've ever watched Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he talks to the camera and everything around him freezes. That's essentially what you do in the face of one of these situations to diffuse yourself. You freeze. And the next thing you do is name the feeling. Name that feeling, that thing you may not even realize that you're feeling. I am feeling overwhelmed. And 3, change the internal story. You can go to, I can cope with this. This feels frustrating, but I will get through it. This is normal. So many other moms are going through the same thing. And I'll give you an example. One of my clients, the glitter bomb story. She has 3 kids, and she walked into one of their bedrooms and saw a glitter bomb that went off everywhere. Moms, parents, you know that glitter is one of the most difficult, frustrating things to clean. So she walked in and she saw this glitter bomb and immediately started feeling that intense, ragey feeling. And she was like, who did this? No one would cop up to it. And the angrier she got, the more she tried to pull it out of them. She was thinking they were going to grow up to be derelicts in society. They are liars. They aren't going to respect authority. All of these beliefs and thoughts in her head about her kids and them not wanting to cop up to the glitter bomb. So what we know is, if you want to respond and teach the lesson that you want to teach, yelling and threatening in the moment leads to someone being on the defense and feeling scared. You can think about yourself. If a boss is coming in hot off something you did at work, that, you know, like a mistake that you made or something that happened, and they come in guns blazing, yelling, and, you know, just a little bit more on the offense, you're immediately going to go to defense. And it's the same with our kids. So the first thing that we do in the situation, and what she did the next time that her kids didn't come upstairs for dinner, one of the triggery situations for her after she made this really amazing dinner and the kids are downstairs not listening, freeze. The Ferris Bueller freeze, right? Creating space between the trigger and the response. And 2, name the feeling. I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. I'm feeling annoyed. 3, talk through it. This is normal, right? I can cope with this. I'm going to figure out a different way to communicate with them. I got this. So the first bucket to fill in emotional management to steady that wobbly table is emotional diffusion, which is creating an ability for you to make a choice. I go into detail with my one-on-one clients because this is sort of a highly personalized situation. Your triggers, how you respond, may be different than somebody else. So if you're taking in this information and wondering, how can I really implement this? How can I implement it to be able to actually transform myself in the moment? I want you to consider signing up for a complimentary 25-minute consult where I can tell you how this can work for you to actually transform your life. And please make sure to stay tuned to next week's episode where I talk about the two additional buckets, which are different communication and self-confidence. Okay, so if you want to take this all a step further and gain insights that are specific to you and your family, that's exactly what I do with my one-on-one mom coaching clients. You can sign up for a complimentary consult call to learn how coaching can help you and your family. Go to stephaniercoaching.com/consult to sign up.